Welcome back to the Bad Balance Podcast, where every shot makes someone happy. And this week, it's the Rocket Mortgage Classic going to the John Deere Classic. Not a lot to talk about. So the boys go a little off the rail. We have a little bit of fun this podcast, and we hope you enjoy. But first, this podcast is brought to you by Manners Golf. When golf first became popular during COVID, there seemed to be a split between hypey fashion and performance brands, and Manners splits the difference between the two. And look, they got some new stuff coming out tomorrow. Well, no, tomorrow. This will be coming out tomorrow. It's today. Probably right now as you're listening. They have some new polos coming out. The new PK polo, stripe polos that are coming out. Some new block-colored collar shirts. And when you go to buy the new summer collection at MannersGolf.com, use discount code BBB15 for 15% off. That is BBB15 for 15% off. And with that, let's get into the podcast. We are back, missing Austin Amaya because he's in Catalina.
He's at the Catalina wine mixer.
The fucking Catalina wine mixer.
With his family?
Yeah.
Right, hot off the heels of your guys' Vegas trip.
From Vegas to the mixer.
Bachelor party in Vegas, straight to the mixer.
That's crazy. Quite a vibe switch, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, I didn't see him drink that much in Vegas, shots called, but I think he's drinking more in Catalina wine mixer than... in Vegas.
Day two, he was MIA for 9 hours.
I didn't see him.
Played the round of golf. Didn't see him till 10 p.m. after that.
Yeah. What was he doing?
Sleeping.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Claims he went to bed at 7:30 p.m., but didn't answer a text from about 1. So.
Yeah. What was he doing in that time?
But straight to the Catalina wine mixer. Like, straight to Catalina with his family from Vegas. I mean, I couldn't.
That's pretty wild.
I'm not down
He's
for that.
He's drinking right
him.
Now.
Not
Good
down
for him.
For that, yeah.
Yeah.
Some people just want it more.
Some people just want it more, I guess.
I mean, when you pace yourself, it's easier to want it more.
But. You
want to
see the picture of him right now?
Nico's really throwing some shots right now.
Look at the picture of our friend.
He's just firing some shots. All right. Speaking of firing some shots, poor Akshay Bhatia.
Akshay Tua, man.
Akshay Tua.
Akshay Bhatia.
Akshay Bhatia.
Bhatia. Poor guy.
He needed a Hawk Tua on that putt on 18.
Yeah, he did.
Give it a little extra.
You feel me?
Give it a little extra speed.
Yeah, seriously. When you hit that first putt, I was like, oh, man, that's not good. From 30 feet to leave it 4.5 feet short. It looked like it was 7 feet short.
Yeah, it did.
And I was like, that's not a good sign.
You know, that's what I kind of expect with that long putter, though. I mean, it doesn't happen
anytime
as
you
much.
See someone with a long putter, you're going, they don't make putts.
They do not.
Yeah, I still see that.
And even if they do now, they did not in the past.
Right, but he made that putt to win in the playoff. I mean, it was kind of a done deal, I guess. But
yeah, couldn't he two putt that thing?
Did he two putt that?
Actually,
he made it to get into the playoff. No, he made it to get into the playoff.
You're right. You're right.
That was clutch, and he threw his arm out. So
yes,
he's got that. But
yeah, I think his mid range, and yeah, basically mid range.
It was a tough putt though. On those poor
greens. I do remember that.
It wasn't as difficult as Rory's for a semi shot fired.
No,
not even close.
Rory's was actually hard.
Yeah.
Rory's was fading too for Bhatia.
The first Rory putt, though, that didn't look that hard.
No. Yeah, the two footer. But then that, the one on 18. No, for sure. But
yeah.
I think that first putt was just by Akshay.
Akshay Bhatia.
It was abysmal.
As they say on the tour Instagram, when anyone yips a tournament, winning is hard.
Winning is hard.
Winning is hard.
I loved his response. He's like, dude, I was just nervous.
Yeah.
Like, respect that.
Yeah, no. I do. He's just honest.
For sure.
But he's going to do it. He's going to do it eventually.
He's playing so good.
He's playing so well.
Unreal. Every week.
But as we noted last week, coming down the stretch, he gets the yanks.
He does.
He hits some of the worst shots. I mean, he made, 11 pars in a row, and that last hole was his second bogey of the week, and that last hole was his first putt miss inside of 6 feet all week. I get that. But he was just crawling to the finish line.
Yeah.
I mean, how old is he? 22?
Yeah.
Just barely have a beer?
For sure.
There's got to be some nerves. Last week, I was more impressed because he's taking down Scottie Scheffler and Tom Kim.
Taking down's aggressive, but he's
trying to take down.
Yes.
Trying to take down.
Yeah, staring them in the face.
This week, it wasn't obviously the caliber of player of Scottie Scheffler. That being said, they're all tour pros. They're fucking fantastic.
They're all good. And Cam Davis has won here before.
He
likes this place. But
he's beating on the door.
Yeah.
He's pulling his ander right now.
Yeah. He's playing great. It's just the last round and with his swing and the way it is under pressure, he starts getting the pulls. And either he addresses it or he just gets more comfortable, or maybe a little bit of both. I don't know. But his swing, like you look at his swing and definitely he's got a lot of rotation to it, covers it a lot, swings across it, likes to fade it. And when he's feeling nervous, I'm sure he likes to fade it a lot.
Yeah.
And so the pulls and the you know, all that stuff. Like on 17, when he hit that right bunker, it reminded me just of 12 the week before. Like same thing. He had a great bunker shot.
He did. Did you see his first bogey of the tournament?
Oof. That was bad.
Yeah.
It was from 90 yards.
I think it was hole three.
Wiped a wedge.
Yeah.
Flubbed a chip.
Yep.
It was just nerves. He doesn't do that if he's playing with his buddies.
Yeah. Great chipper too.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah,
as a member of Team Cali that I am, sometimes they send me videos of Akshay's chipping and stuff, and it's just ridiculous the things he could do with a wedge.
Yeah, it looks pretty saucy.
Just ridiculous.
Yeah.
But he's going to do it soon. I think more than that putt, that first putt wasn't great. That concerns me. That 32-footer is like, I was hearing that's exactly two-putt range for strokes gained.
Oh,
so if you two putt, you gain zero strokes and lose zero strokes. So he was right on the tour average of two putts. The first putt was nervy, but I think more overarching than that is this under pressure swing. He starts to pull a little bit.
Yeah,
either needs to get more comfortable or just address that a little bit.
Right,
gets the pools.
Who does he go to?
He goes to Chase Duncan. Own your golf game.
Who?
Own your golf game on Instagram.
Who else goes to that guy? There's someone else.
Yeah, little Caleb Surratt goes to him. There's a lot of guys.
Yeah.
Who go to him.
Okay.
But Cam Davis, the winner. He won it a couple years ago. He has not finished in the top 10 the whole year.
That's insane.
And last year, he was playing great, and we made some money on him.
Yeah, he did play great last year.
Did we?
Yeah.
He was kind of a top 10 machine
for a little bit. He was a top 10 machine.
In the lower events.
That's because his swing is immaculate.
Yeah, it's not bad.
We were arguing before we got on that.
It's smooth. It's good tempo. The wedges look nice. I think he just gets a little flippy.
He's 38th in the world. He's going to play in the Masters.
38th in the world?
Yeah.
What?
So this is his finish from all of this year. So starting in 2024, his season started at the Century Tournament of Champions. He finished 52nd.
Ooh.
I think it's a 60-man field.
Yeah.
30th in Hawaii, missed cut at the Amex, 20th at the Pebble Beach Pro-Am against Limited Field, Genesis, Limited Field, 49th, Arnold Palmer, 18th, missed cut at the Players, 12th at the Masters, 49th, 38th, missed cut, 56th, 50th, missed cut, 48th, win.
Why did I not know he was in any of the signature events / Masters?
Well, you won last year.
Yeah. Okay.
But so here's why he got into those. So starting from this event last year, 17th, miscut the Genesis Scottish because Genesis Scottish is just
in Scotland
a crapshoot of weather. 3M, 10th, Wyndham, 7th, 6th, 40th, 3rd, 7th, 12th, 7th.
Okay, that makes sense. I rest my case. Yeah.
Then leading into the year.
So,
I remember him being pretty fire last
year. Yeah, he was playing great. And so he's a great player. Good for him. He's now up there on the President's Cup list. And
he's American, right?
Australian.
God, I'm just...
You're a little off with your Cam Davis intel, but it's okay.
Yeah. That's all I got to say about Cam Davis.
He's good, for sure. Game looks great.
Yeah.
I think it was the playoff win over Adam Scott that got him going for U.S. Open.
Oh, yeah, he was the that's one in the right.
He was the one in the playoff to take down Adam Scott.
That's right.
In sectionals.
Yeah. And he credited his sports psychologist.
Oh, yeah.
So that was a big help to him. So, and for how weak this field is, the right people showed up.
Seems to be happening week in, week out. Right? Good for the tour.
And so, I mean, no matter what, it's a major city. Like, it's at the back nine, it's always going to be tight. People hardly run away with these things, and it's fun to watch. We had an amateur who we're looking at watching right now on the TV.
Yeah, what's his name?
Luke Clanton.
I was going to say Luke Walton.
From Florida State.
He's solid.
Good player.
Solid.
Really good player. I mean, the amateurs are showing up this year.
Shipley.
Your boy,
The ship
in his top 20.
All aboard
the ship.
T20 on the button for me.
Yeah,
Josh.
You know what? I will gladly admit that I was wrong on the ship.
You like the ship now?
I always liked the ship.
He did
I
just, like it, but he was dubious of the ship.
I just, yeah, I have
dubious.
My doubts.
He was dubious.
I have my doubts. I just, I, you know, I just know his scores and I don't know. But I now, am going to, I'm going to blind myself to it and hope that it just keeps going.
He's going to be good.
He could be a cash cow.
Yeah. He's, this, he's our next,
Cam Davis.
I was going to say Cam Davis or, what was the Asian
Not
name?
Alex Noren anymore because Sungjae? He
Sungjae.
Oh, Sungjae.
He's going to be the
next Sungjae. He does give white Sungjae vibes.
Yeah, he does.
Why does he give white Sungjae
like,
vibes?
They're big and tall, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, and they're like just very like...
Does he do the
no,
slow-mo
no,
backswing?
No, he doesn't.
He doesn't.
No. But both of them just look happy to be there.
I love that definition.
But inside, they got that dog in them. It's a puppy, but
you
it's a
what?
Dog.
You know what? I love that. I totally agree. Not what I was, what I saw, but I'm glad you said it.
Yeah. Like a golden retriever, but like a fighting golden retriever, a Michael Vick golden retriever,
like a Michael Vick grown golden, yeah.
Right? But with
like
the soft
real
face.
Happy.
Wow, that sounds cool.
They look real cute.
Yeah,
and on command,
I should have took my golden to the Michael Vick school.
No, you should not have.
Well, under supervision, of course.
No, you should not.
There's
have.
No supervision at the Michael
well,
school.
Well, my dog's a little too nice.
Yeah. Michael Vick School of Dog Training.
If you want to get that dog in your dog.
If you want your dog to have that dog.
Come to the Michael Vick
God,
school.
This is how fast we can get off topic.
I'm glad you cracked yourself up, Deacon.
Oh, man. I love that.
I don't know if we keep that.
What? How do you not keep
the
that?
The guy went to jail for it. And like,
he served his time. And, I mean, those dogs are hopefully living it up.
He paid.
See, I don't know if I keep this or not.
He paid his debt to society.
Oh my god!
Well, yeah, it wasn't right. You know? I would never do it. I love dogs.
You just said you wanted to take them.
Yeah, I said under my supervision though.
Akshay Batua. All right. So, the leaderboard goes: Cam Davis, Aaron Rye.
Oh, another
Browntown representative.
Browns I just, are killing it.
I can't decide whether I like him or not.
Neither can I.
I cannot decide whether the
you
whole...
Know,
Nico I and I watched him. Agree. He takes 1 hour to hit a golf ball.
He is stiffer than a board.
So do I. So I don't know if it's a Brown thing.
I don't think it is.
We're just Science sitting there thinking about how we can fuck
Science
it all up.
Fast.
Yeah, maybe.
tell us.
Maybe.
The two gloves. I just...
You got the whole weight of the country on you?
Yeah.
Two gloves, iron head covers. He's tough to.
The head covers, the story behind it, I respect. The two gloves.
That's my problem with
it. I just can't get behind.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just, it's tough to love him.
If he grew up playing golf in India, which I don't think he did. Did he?
I believe he did.
Then I can maybe see the two gloves because it's just hotter than hell out there.
He just said it was just so hot and sweaty.
The double rain glove too.
Double rain glove.
That just feels so.
You know
bad.
What feels worse than that to me is the me and my golf YouTube channel plastered
logo?
All over him and his bag.
That's who he goes to too.
Yeah,
which is,
he's got it on his hat. He's got it on his chest, and he's got it on his bag.
I agree.
You know how good golf pros say you should be able to pull the golf club out of someone's hands, check the grip pressure.
Yeah.
You're not pulling that shit out of Aaron Rye's hands.
No. Not with the double glove?
Dwayne The Rock
Those
Johnson
are
couldn't get it out of his hands.
Yeah, he's...
Yeah, he
respect
is,
the guy.
Stiff as a board, I will
respect
say.
Respect it, but tough to love him. Although the shot on 18 was unreal.
Yeah, the bunker shot?
Driver off the deck.
Was that
17?
That's 17, yeah.
That shot was unreal.
Like, wrapped right around the water.
Off the deck, rolls it around the water. What was he, like 270 into the wind?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Gotta respect that one.
Davis Thompson.
How are you gonna skip Min Woo like that?
No, I'm getting there.
I was so excited.
Can you let me host this podcast?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
God, he's jumping the gun here.
Min Woo Lee, everybody.
All right, fine. We'll start with Min Woo Lee. Min Woo Lee. Chips in three times, calls himself Dr. Chipinski, which I just love.
Yeah.
I'm Cook.
Yeah, and then he bogeys 18.
You know what his strokes gained around the greens was? Just guess.
Plus five.
No, just the rank.
Oh. Fifth.
Dead what? First. He chipped in three
One.
Times, dude.
I was gonna say.
But you could like chunk a chip and that goes out the window.
Not if you chip the next one in.
Yeah, I mean he's
How
first.
How about Min Woo just goes like MC or top, 40 maybe?
Yeah.
And then just squeaks in a top five.
MC Woo?
MC Woo.
He's been playing better.
No, he's been playing. So
yeah. Ever since the US Open top 20.
We don't call him MC Woo yet.
Davis Thompson. He was the number one player of Georgia a couple years ago. I'm a big fan of his game. I think he's really good. And then second place, Akshay. Eric Van Ruyen, who I put money on.
Nice.
You did put money on Van Ruijen.
Finished sixth. Cam Young finished sixth.
He's so good. Cam needs to win more or just win.
Cam was first strokes gained tee to green.
Yep. Always.
I mean, he's just beaten on the door.
He looks like he just stripes it.
But he snaps his driver the final day.
What do you mean? He snapped it in half?
You didn't see this?
No.
I forget you guys were in Vegas. Don't blame you guys. Yeah, he snapped his driver, and then they like panned to it real quick, and it just showed like the end of it as it was snapping. But
he broke it?
Yeah.
Did he pause at the top?
No, he literally he leaned on it and broke it because out of anger because he was hitting it poorly.
He does look like a little angry man.
Yeah, even 18, he was murmuring to himself. There was a scene where he's just like cussing himself out.
Yeah.
And the cover just kind of left the camera on his face as he's like, you can like read the words. He's just cussing himself out. He plays the rest of the round with that Titleist mini driver, that two wood.
Mm-hmm.
Rest of the round and still leads the field in like
tee to green.
That's awesome. That's
he was fifth off the tee.
Absolutely
using a
insane.
He was spraying it early, but he hits one shot where he finishes 5-5-5, bogey par bogey. He hits one shot. It's like a 130 yard wedge. Swings as hard as he can. Like pause, fling, lands, spins off the front. I'm like, who plays golf like this and is as good as he is? And,
yeah, he's kind of weird like that.
And then at the end, they were like, Trevor, what can he learn from this and what does he need to do? And Trevor was like, he needs to be nicer to himself. You just
love that for
coming
Trevor.
Down the end. He's just, you know, it's a very lonely journey. He's just getting pissed off all the time.
I mean, even when he shot 59, he really didn't seem that excited.
Yeah, he didn't look very happy.
I can't tell with him. He's I can't read him.
Yeah. And like, remember when the LIV tour rumors were circling around his rookie year?
For him.
Yes.
Yeah, and he decided to stay. Like, he was probably one of the top guys. And even Scythe, who was in the race with him for Rookie of the Year, was like, Cam Young deserves Rookie of the Year. Mm. And the entire time, these LIV rumors are swirling.
Right.
He didn't take it. I don't know. Maybe it's time to go take it.
Why does he look like he's 40?
Yeah, he does. He's got like four kids already.
Does he?
Dead up.
Cam not could so
be,
young.
Could Yeah, exactly.
Cam
that
old.
That could be a little bit exaggerated, but I know he's got at least two. And he's younger than us by a
2 to 4 is like years. A big jump.
That is a big
brother.
Hey, that's why, you know, I'm putting it out there. That it was a little exaggerated.
Banging maybe. Him out at that that's,
okay, I'll fact check myself. Yeah. I'll look it up.
You know, that's a very that's and probably the only stat I need.
I agree.
He has four kids.
That's
can't,
very telling
can't
of
win
someone's
again.
Life, I think.
Yep.
Eric Cole.
Yeah. Rico Hoey.
Rico, baby.
Guy. And want to shout out Neil Shipley. Did we already shout out Neil Shipley?
We somewhat talked about the ship.
Yeah.
We should start calling him the Titanic because he's unsinkable.
Well, that Listen, wouldn't really be that Titanic.
No way.
Though.
We're just going with what they said, not with what happened.
I don't think. Okay. I think Neil Shipley would also not like to be called the Titanic.
I kind of like it. It means he's like big and strong.
Yeah, not really though. Glacier, you can take him out.
We are all
Titanic pre-glacier.
We are all sorts of lost on this pod so far.
Also, I'm seeing that I think this is not updated, but Cam Young has one child.
Oh my God!
I'm pretty sure he has two. I got to research that a little more though, and he's also 27. I gotta dive more into
it. Just lying.
I'm pretty sure he has two.
Lying to the public.
Oh man.
He looks like he's got four, okay?
He does look stressed
Smile
out like he's
little.
Got four.
Smile a little.
And then the last kind of note I just want to make is Will Zalatoris had a withdraw.
Oh, really? Again?
Yeah. I didn't see that.
Yeah, just the back was acting up. Oof. Played a good first round and the second round just couldn't.
Bad feeling for him.
Could hit.
Yeah, I feel
he needs to AK
horrible
this shit
for
right
him.
Now.
What does that even mean?
Get insurance on his back and just leave the game.
I
and
see.
Just dip. Go to LIV.
Yeah, that too.
Or just go to LIV.
That's true.
Yeah.
Only 3 days, 12 events, a little
That's
less
true.
Pressure
that would
on
be
the
perfect
back.
For Will, yeah.
Yeah.
It's not a bad idea.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I feel bad. And it's not only do I feel bad, it's a bit concerning.
Yeah.
It's a bit concerning.
That's scary.
Yeah, it's really scary. All right. Great tournament. Probably the biggest splash in golf this week, just period, is this presidential war that we have going on.
Yeah.
Between
The handicaps.
Yeah.
That Joe Biden was a 6 handicap during his vice presidency.
Yeah.
You know?
Trump kept it together the entire time, and when he said he was a six handicap, he lost it.
Yeah.
That's true.
That's where he drew the line.
He was just like, no. Both of these guys, to put it bluntly, are just lying through their teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
That the only genuine moment that we had was when they were talking about their golf game.
Yeah.
Like, the entire debate is work until golf comes up.
Yeah.
And then it's passion. It's just straight passion.
Well said. I agree.
Trump was really upset with him. Trump was really upset with Biden, saying he was a six handicap.
He said that's the biggest lie he's ever told.
That's the biggest lie he's ever told. He's like, I've seen your swing.
Yeah.
That's so funny. Honestly, that was so funny.
That was really funny.
Yeah. I opened my Instagram to just, you know, kind of get a feel as to what's going on.
I thought it was AI. Yeah.
Filled with golf.
I 100% thought it was AI.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm so happy
he's not
real.
A six. He's about a 14.
Joe?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's member guest season. He's not getting the call.
Right
I
now.
I mean, currently he's.
As a six
piece.
Yeah,
he can't finish right now around.
Yeah, but he challenged Trump to a driving contest.
Well,
he says he has to carry her back.
Neither of them can even drive themselves to the golf course.
Yeah.
Trump probably could. Well, actually, no. He probably got his license taken away for his.
I will say, if we had to put up one of the two of them, one shot for the fate of the United States.
Like a golf shot?
Yeah.
Like a
closest to the pin.
Right now?
Definitely
Trump.
Or a clutch, a 10-footer.
We got to remember.
We are now China.
We got to remember.
I'm going Trump.
Yeah, we got to remember. Biden said that when he was a vice president.
So 8 years ago?
Yeah.
No, more like 12?
Yeah, exactly.
So that is true. That's a fair point.
A long time ago.
Probably more time to play.
So let's see. Yeah. That's
a little healthier.
Yeah. He might have been a six.
There's
but I
no
doubt
chance.
It,
there's zero chance. Yeah, there's
before
no chance.
Before the vice presidency.
But yeah, that kind of set the golf world on fire for a little bit. And we were all united
by as a country.
A humor moment of being like, both of these guys are just so up their ass right now. This is just insane.
I loved all the memes though, yeah.
Yeah, that was great. That was great.
Yeah. The new match for the presidency. That'd be great. I saw that one.
I like how Bryson was still trying to sell his YouTube channel.
Yeah.
He's like, let's do a match.
On my YouTube channel.
Yeah. I'll fund it as if
I
just
didn't even. You guys can touch the trophy.
Bryson is too much. He's too much. Like, I think it's hilarious, but it's like, he's gone a little bit too extreme.
I think Bryson's great for the game, and people really like him, like all that stuff. And I can turn a blind eye to it, but I just. He's a phony to me. I still don't.
I agree. I still think
he could snap at a 10-year-old kid at any given moment.
I do too. And so
yeah, there's no way he's always on it.
Yeah, yeah. You can't just go from being
maybe
that
he went on a
ever since the rope.
Maybe he went on like a mushroom journey and it totally changed him.
Maybe
completely rattled his personality. Ayahuasca.
The ayahuasca Matt Hoffman.
It would have been filmed, though. We would have saw that.
It would have been filmed.
Yeah, right.
We would have played around on ayahuasca.
Hey, you never know.
You never know. It's probably out there. He's waiting.
Yeah. Waiting to drop the vid.
He's waiting to drop that one.
How I became cool.
All right. Well, I think that's it.
That's it.
That's all I've got.
I mean, like I said, it's a lull time of the year. We're trying to make a point to shorten this segment.
Right.
Because, you know, there's just not a lot going on.
British coming up. That's pretty much all we got.
British is right around the corner, though.
Yeah.
That is true. All right, let's take a break, and we'll come back with our bets for the John Deere Classic.
The Open Qualifier.
All right, we're back to make our bets for the John Deere Classic or the BMW International. I don't know.
The
Open Qualifier, the John Deere Classic.
Yeah.
It's just like the Valero Texas Open.
Yeah.
Winner gets into the British Open, which is coming up 3 weeks.
Can I go first?
Sure.
Neil Shipley, top 40, plus 115.
All aboard?
All aboard. All right. And Jake Knapp, top 40,
bang,
plus 115.
Wow, those are some good bets. Jake's going to tear this place up.
Yeah. Jake should. He can't keep playing poorly for forever.
I got it.
He played all right last week.
Right.
Yeah, he finished top 40. I made some money on him.
He's getting hot.
And, like, remember at one point he was, like, fifth in odds at a elevated event, signature event.
Which
now
is crazy,
he's, like, 30th in odds in this field. So,
which is crazy.
The value is there.
Yeah.
The value is there.
Yeah, top 40 with a plus in front of that basketball.
I'm going to have to jump on.
There should be no. Nat. I mean, there should be, but there should be like nobody who gets a plus in front of the top 40.
Yeah, very true.
That is true.
You know, it's crazy. Let alone Jake Knapp.
Yeah.
Great picks, Nico.
Yeah, that was a great pick. I'm also going to jump on the Knapp, but I'm going to go a little higher. Top 20 plus 330 for Jake Knapp. And then I'm going to ride, you know, love to hate him, hate to love him, our boy Aaron Rye, top 20 plus 105.
That seems really free.
He's good, yeah.
Top 20, 105, I think so.
He's a good player.
He might beat down on the door and try and win again.
I think he's got that dog in him.
Yeah.
For him not to give a shit about the way he looks out there, he's got to have that dog in him. Oh, and I mean, man, that in the nicest way.
He just puts the ball in the hole, man.
Yeah.
Defending champion, Sepp Straka.
You love a good Sepp Straka.
I do love Sepp. Although Sepp has been hurting me this year.
Yeah, he's been kind of hit or miss.
He famously needed a birdie to shoot 59. I guess not that famous. And pulled into the water.
That's right. Didn't he double?
And made double.
And made double.
Yeah. And still won the
still
tournament.
Still won by two.
Yeah.
And he swears up and down. He's like, nah, I wasn't going for it. I just did a bad shot. Yeah, I wasn't going 59. I have a tournament to win. I was thinking about taking him for a second, but I'm not going to take him. Instead, the kid, Nick Dunlap, 10th last week. He's playing well again. Takes a little bit of time to get used to the travel schedule and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I believe in it. Top 30 plus 115. I love his golf swing. I love the way he cuts the ball. I just think it's like, for all the things he does well, you should hit a cut. I love it. So I'm going to take him. And I'm also going to take a guy who also finished 10th last week, JJ Spahn, top 40, plus 125.
JJ. Haven't seen him in a while.
Crazy that he's plus 125.
Top 40. But, I mean, he hasn't had
a great
year. He hasn't been playing great.
I agree.
Yep. But tour winner last year, Valero, Texas. And so, and he's trending in the right direction. Got a great golf swing. I hope he's up there this week. For anyone who's listening, you can see how great his golf swing. If you see his golf swing it's and the so way good, he plays, it looks free.
Everything looks good.
Yeah, chipping, everything looks putting. Good. You're just kind of like, how is this guy not better? Kind of the Cam Young thing of like, how is he not winning? But I'm going to try to make some money on him this week at top 40.
I like that bet.
Kyle?
We're going bad bet now?
We're going bad bet.
I'm going Mr. Texas himself, tournament that changed his life. Jordan Spieth, top 5 plus 450. And we're going to double dip with a Jordan Spieth plus 2,200 to win.
Wow, okay.
Maybe double this reinvigorates the second half of his career.
I hope you're right.
Just a double scoop.
I wish there was a bet that it's specifically a hold bunker shot to win for plus 80,000.
Can you imagine?
That'd be sick.
Because I would take that as well.
Just for the vibes.
I mean, odds are.
Imagine he wins this tournament and his entire life just transforms again.
That'd be sick.
Gets into the British Open.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. He's already in, obviously.
Is he? I don't know if he is.
He's got to be.
He's in.
Oh, he's an open winner. So
for as much as we trash on him, he's still probably a top 50 player in the world.
For sure. Yeah.
True.
It's just he's not the Spieth that we're used to from, you know, 5-10 years ago.
Past
but just imagine he wins this tournament and goes on a major tear.
I hope he does. I miss Spieth.
They'd rename it the Jordan Spieth John Deere Classic.
Agreed. I hope they do it one day.
All right, nice. Nico?
All right, my bad bet. I'm going to do a little parlay here. I'm going to do Denny McCarthy, Davis Thompson, and Maverick McNealy, top 20 plus 900.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
They all have to finish in top 20?
They all have to finish top 20?
Yeah.
For plus 900? Why does that not sound that juicy?
I mean,
because it's not that juicy.
It's not that juicy, no. Right?
But it's going
to
hit.
What are all their odds to finish top 20, just individually? Who'd you pick?
I got Denny McCarthy, Davis Thompson, Maverick McNealy. They're all up there.
Oh, okay. Well, they're all plus 125 to plus 140.
Yeah. It's juicy.
All right. Not the sauce, but the juice.
It's juicy. I'm not going to bet my bag on it, my guap, my full guap.
Yeah, put a bag of guap on it, Nico.
I'm not putting my bag of guap on there, but
for I'll people listening, it's an inside joke. You're having dinner last week, and I said, wow, that's mad. That's guap, which means expensive. And Nico had no idea what I was saying.
He thought Josh made up the term.
I thought he was speaking Korean all of a sudden.
Guapu.
Guapura?
All right.
So now I know it means money.
Yes.
And I'm about to make that guap.
Money nice. Means guap. You got it wrong.
Guap means money.
No, money means guap.
Well, this week, I'm getting my guap.
All right. Is it me?
Yes, sir.
It's not Austin.
Well, I'm going to do this just for the vibes. Let's take Wesley Bryan, top 20 plus 750, just for the YouTube world.
Yeah.
I mean,
just for the YouTube world.
That's possible.
I just cannot find a bet.
The PGA Tour needs a good YouTuber, and their only shot is Wesley Bryan.
Yep.
So
I feel like his brother is like better.
He's so good.
His brother,
George Bryan, is so good.
Yeah.
He hits it on a button every time.
And so even when Wesley Bryan was like winning, he was known as like a putter, and he would putt fast, and he would just kind of hoop stuff and wouldn't hit it great.
An incredible short game, right?
Yeah.
Even the chipping is out of this world.
Right. And with the advanced stats that we have now, it's just kind of like, how is this guy still doing it? Because knowing what we know, it's like he needs to hit it at least decent to keep consistent. I don't know, but short games are out of this world. And now that we get a microscope on his game, watching his YouTube content, where he should be more comfortable. There's no crowds. There's no, you know what I mean?
Yeah, he's the best golfer there.
And he's just playing with his friends. Still, just kind of sprays it.
Yeah.
So, but fun to watch. Good guy. And I just really have no bets that I really like. So I'm going to ride the YouTube train.
Let's go.
Top 20 plus 750. All right.
Is he a fellow Callaway member?
No.
He was.
He was.
He was. And they got bought over the top.
Oh, he's a Tacoma guy.
By Tacoma.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, they breached a contract with Tacoma coming over the top.
Wow.
Yep.
Nice.
Okay. Let's allocate our money really quickly. Kyle, go ahead.
I'm going 400 on the ship, top 40 plus 115.
By the way, did you make any money last week?
I did. I know for certain on Neil Shipley finishing top 20. He finished top 20 on the button.
He finished 20th.
I had a clean sweep except for Akshay Batua.
Akshay Batua?
I bet him top 20.
So, Kyle, you still lost five. $250.
That's what I'm saying. This is brutal. This is absolutely brutal.
Okay, quickly. Sorry, I interrupted you, Kyle. Kyle is up $1,431 for the year. Nico is down.
What do we got?
$2,301 for the year.
We're winning it. We're getting greedy this week. We'll be back.
And I hit two of my bets, and am I skewing this? I'm up $2,993 for the year.
That sounds right for Josh.
Is that right?
We bash all of his bets, tell him they're not going to hit, and he's winning the most amount of money.
Do you guys
think this is on top of
sounds sus.
Him not taking bets we bash him on? Then they hit as well.
You guys always compliment my bets.
We do, but we also talk you out of a lot of them.
Oh, yeah. And then those hit.
And then they hit.
They hit. That yeah. True.
Well, and then you do it like the next week and it doesn't hit.
The same player.
That used to happen more, but I think he got over us and just started
just sending it. Yeah.
That would
so it's worked out.
Mathematically, that makes sense for him.
I think that's what happened. Yeah.
According to the numbers, according to the data points.
Yeah. I love all my bets and they never hit.
They always hit the next week for you.
That is true.
And Jason Day, top five.
And I bail on him quick.
MCs, then the next week, second.
For a while, Nico's move was Jason Day to win.
Yeah.
Well, he was so due to win. He was looking so good. Now
he did that only after the one win he's had.
Last year.
Well, now
year.
I wouldn't do it.
Last year.
At an easy golf course.
Yeah. Well, I thought he was, coming back.
I like the fandom. This is like our argument we had today where I was like, fine, put $50 on the Lakers to win it all. You're like,
oh, if they get DeRozan, I will for sure.
No, do it now. So when they do get DeRozan,
that's
you're
true.
On
you'll
to
get better odds.
You're right.
Now's the time to do it.
Yeah.
You're right.
They're not going to win the chip.
If they get DeRozan, they might.
No, they're going to be
we
like
got JJ
an
and
average
DeRozan,
age of like 42 years old.
Yeah.
No. How old's DeRozan? 35?
Yeah, that may as well be 42. Right?
LeBron's the only old one.
They're all
35
old.
Is old in the NBA.
But LeBron's the only other old one.
So you're telling me they're going
to beat DeRozan.
They're going to beat OKC with Hardenstein and Alex Caruso.
OKC, the Wolves, the Mavs.
The Mavs.
There's a lot of good teams out there, yeah.
I mean, they got Alex Caruso to shut down DeMar DeRozan because it's when the Lakers get him. Anyways.
OKC looks pretty lit, I will say that.
Yeah, I'm really excited to watch them. Very excited to watch the Knicks.
The Villanova Knicks.
I might just jump on the Knicks early.
Yeah, I'll be a Knicks fan with you next year if they're winning.
No, I can't do it.
I want to go to a Knicks parade more than anything.
Can't be the Knicks. Sixers might be good.
Yeah. Sixers, yeah.
Decent.
How about last year at the end of the season, they had two players on their roster?
Yeah.
Joel Embiid.
Sixers and Maxey.
And Maxey was nice, though.
He's great, but I'm just saying at the end of their season, they had no, like, all the contracts went up.
Dude, now they're spending $1 billion the next 4 years on just three players, basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where does that come from?
The TV deals. This is my whole thing with living PGA. It's like with the NBA, when the contracts go up, it's because the TV deals go up.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They're getting a massive TV deal.
So everybody's contract goes up.
So the TV deals.
The cap space?
Yeah. It goes 50% goes to the players and 50% goes to the owners. And that's why they will randomly have lockouts, because at one point the owners had 51% and the players had 49%. So they renegotiated and had a 2-3 month like hiatus over 1%, because 1% of
probably $1 billion.
$1 billion is a lot of money.
So PGA Tour just needs a better TV deal.
TV.
Well, people need to watch it on TV in order for there to be a TV worth it. Deal.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
We have a golf podcast and continuously shit on some events. So
that's true.
Yeah, and then also with the NBA, they have an expansion coming up. So each team
is going to be more teams, right?
Yeah, they're going to be evaluated at two more.
Really?
Yeah.
Vegas and what's the other one?
Seattle.
Love that.
And Memphis will move back east because they're in Tennessee and they're in the Western Conference. That's freaking crazy travel.
That's right. I forgot about that.
So they'll have two more teams. And then each team will make $4.5 billion or be worth $4.5 billion.
Mm.
So, yeah. And then the rest of the teams, because it's the owners will pay $9 billion for these two teams combined, that money gets divvied up to the rest of the league.
Wow.
And the cap goes back.
Kind of cool.
Yeah, for sure. Expansion teams are cool. And then they'll have an expansion. They'll have an expansion draft and all that stuff. And then
more
players will get in. Yeah.
Pretty hyped.
That is cool, yeah.
Pretty crazy.
LeBron's going to own the Vegas team and then play for him.
Own the what?
LeBron's going to own the Vegas team and then play for him.
That's why I do keep hearing that.
That's why LeBron is going in on this this TGL deal.
Hmm.
Because the Boston Sports Group that is in on this TGL deal is probably going to end up owning the expansion team, the Vegas expansion team.
That makes sense, yeah.
So that's why LeBron's in on it.
And Drake, probably, huh?
He owns a part of golf, so he can own a part of the Vegas basketball team.
It's a smart move.
Oh, for sure. But 100%. It's just kind of like you hear LeBron being like, oh, yeah, no, golf. This is the future of golf. And I was like, shut up.
Yeah. He can't even finish a hole in putt-putt.
Have you seen you see that little swing he makes at Topgolf?
It's so bad.
Yeah.
All right. Got off track a little bit.
Yeah, go Lakers.
I'm still mid-bets here.
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, shit.
All right. That's the right. Ship 400 plus 115. Jake Knapp 400 plus 115. Actually, I'll do 300 on Jake Knapp plus 115. 200 on Jordan Spieth, top five, plus 450. And a Benji on Jordan Spieth, plus 2,200 to win.
100.
That would be a great... If Jordan Spieth wins this weekend, I'm going to be so hyped.
Me too. And a separate 100.
Because of your bets, too. Like, that makes it...
Separate 100 plus 80,000 hold bunker shot to win by one. Semi-bladed.
Semi-bladed.
Has to be semi-bladed.
Has to be semi-bladed.
All right, Neeks?
All right, I'm going to go 400 on head covers, Aaron Rye, plus 105, top 20. And then another 400 on Jake Knapp, plus 330, top 20. And that leaves me 200 for my parlay. Danny McCarthy, Davis Thompson, and Maverick McNealy, plus 900.
I hope that one
top
hits.
Top 20.
So bad. With like a chip in on 18 to finish.
I think it's going to hit.
T19.
I say it every week, but I think it's going to hit.
You do say it every week.
That's a crazy
At least
one.
I like my bets until the week after.
You always
Someone
like your
can
bets.
Make a lot of money doing the dead opposite of whatever you say.
Yeah.
Well, only because I'm down a lot is the proof right there.
That's the only proof someone would need
right,
in order to make that.
But
that was a good defense, Nico.
But
that was a good defense.
I wasn't a defense. It was just...
What was it then?
It was just an agreement.
Offense?
It was no offense. I was just basically agreeing.
Okay.
Were you... I mean...
It sounded
somewhat.
Like a defense.
I was trying to find a defense in the fence, and it just didn't pan out.
So yeah. I am going to go with $450 on JJ Spahn. And I'm putting $450 on Nick Dunlap, top 30, plus 115. Now, I'm putting $500 on that.
You sound a little trepidatious on all these.
Can I talk you out of it?
It sounds like we could.
Talk me out of which one?
I don't know. I just want to talk you out of it and have a hit.
I'm not going to put a big lump sum on Wesley Bryan plus 750.
Yeah, that's fair.
Top 20.
I think you should put a shit ton on that.
Well,
get greedy. You're up.
I only have 50. Like,
what
bucks.
Would you know? You're only up the most money. Yeah, according to Nico, that's just shitty defense.
You have so no defense.
Taking what your bets is stupid, obviously.
So there's what no if you proof. Made money? Yeah. What does that mean?
There's yeah. no proof.
So what if you make money? It doesn't mean you make good bets.
Yeah. Mine are always close.
The rest $50 on Wesley Bryan, top 20 plus 750. And that is our bets. Just a lull in the season.
It has to happen. The what do you always say? Detroit has to play.
Detroit has to play Charlotte.
That's right.
Once a year.
Once a year.
More like five times. But
yeah, they got to play. They got to play him. All right. Let's take one more break and we'll come back with the leaderboard. We're back with the leaderboard. This is our version of the draft. And this week, the subject of the draft is, Kyle?
Top three things that are the color blue.
Your three favorite things that are the color blue. Kyle, since you are the one who came up with the subject, you get the first pick. It's a snake draft.
I'm going to go with a pretty chalk answer here, and that is the Clippers when they lose.
How is that chalk?
Because that should be no one likes the Clippers, and everyone likes when they lose.
I don't love the Clippers.
Josh loves the Clippers.
I love all LA teams.
That's not a real thing.
Yeah, no one likes that.
But yeah, the Clippers lose all the time. I love to see it, and they wear blue.
They do wear blue. Do wear
so
blue.
That's my so when number lose, one favorite thing.
So the Clippers that's losing. That's a road jersey is blue. So yes. When they're on the road and lose and the crowd is cheering because they lost and they're in blue and they're walking off.
Yeah. That's and their $1 billion team that sucks ass is walking away with a loss.
With a new stadium.
I love how that was the chalk answer.
I know. I figured that was everybody's. I wanted to steal it off the board.
You? Everybody's. I mean, I wish I thought of that. Yeah. For sure.
All right, Nico. Rock, paper, scissors.
All right, you ready?
Rock, paper, scissors. All right. Should we go on shoot?
Yeah.
Okay. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. No, I didn't commit.
You went rock three times?
Yeah.
I didn't
after
commit.
I went scissors, I showed him scissors.
That's fucking balls, player. That's balls.
That's right. All right. Blue balls. Speaking of, no, just kidding.
That's your second pick?
No. I'm not going to take blue balls as my second pick. Or my first pick.
What's your first pick?
My first pick, something blue. It's my favorite color, so I'm just going to go with the color blue as my number one.
That is also my favorite color.
Yeah.
Blue's so also mine.
I think that would be the chalk
pick. Didn't think about taking just the color, but
I'm picking the color blue on anything.
Solid.
That's
solid.
My number one pick.
That's a solid pick. All right. I guess I'm going to take yours then, the blue balls.
Okay.
That is my favorite thing.
Yeah, technically it wasn't mine, but I said it. But
you said
I
didn't think of it. Now I'll take
but
it.
But you can take blue balls if you want.
Yeah. You know, the ejaculation post blue balls is amazing.
So what part of the blue balls are you going with?
Like the post-nut blue balls? Or are you having them?
Yeah.
See? I guess the post-nut.
Or someone like, you know having
the
them.
The fact that blue balls exist so that the post blue balls ejaculation
exists.
The build up to the non-blue balls.
Yeah. It's like when you have to take a piss and it's just like you're holding it. Like you're like, oh, this is the greatest feeling I've ever had. This piss, not the
your eyes just fucking roll back when you're pissing. Yeah, I'm with you. So good.
Right, right. It's like that. Like, was the holding of the piss fun? No, but the actual piss itself. Quite memorable.
Incredible.
So that one, it's the destination and not the journey.
Well, technically, it's both.
Yeah, I mean,
he's going.
You
with,
need the journey to get to the destination. Yeah.
No, but the journey itself isn't
worth it.
Pleasurable. Isn't worth it. It's not one of those that's like, oh, I love the grind of having blue balls.
It is a grind, though. I mean,
holy shit!
You know, I love that pick. Yeah. I kind of wish I picked it now.
my second pick.
How you going to back that
is
up?
Actually a chalk answer, and it's the ocean.
Nice.
The ocean.
The ocean.
Yeah. Which one?
What?
That's a fair question.
Which ocean?
Which one's your favorite? Yeah.
You know,
they're different hues of blue.
Are they?
We also have the Red Sea, which I've heard is red, but I haven't confirmed.
I don't think it's red. But
it's fucking blue, you idiot.
Okay. You sounded pretty serious. You sounded pretty serious there.
I will go with the Pacific Ocean because that's where Pebble Beach is at.
Often. Nice.
Okay.
But I must say, good I don't pick. Like the ocean when you play golf.
You do not like the ocean?
You don't like when
you play
it's
golf?
Near?
Yeah.
What the hell? You just pick Pebble Beach.
But I'm going to hit it in the ocean. I don't like that.
You can only hit it in the ocean like, what, 3 holes?
At Pebble Beach?
Yeah, I've never played there, but.
No, me neither.
I think you can hit it in the ocean a few more than 3 times, but it's not every hole.
Yeah.
Okay. It's kind of fun hitting in the ocean. I mean,
well, you know what's
if you
great
can
about
get to it, you still have a shot.
You know what's great to about the ocean, too, is that the weather's always cooler.
True. Can get a little stormy, though.
Yeah. I'm talking mostly Southern California where we're at. But
right.
Yeah.
Okay. Pacific. Yeah. That's fair.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Nigo?
I'm going to go with just some nice, firm blueberries.
Why did you have to throw nice?
I don't like soggy blueberries.
You have blue and blueberries.
Yeah.
And the next is going to be like...
Just next firm one's blue jazz.
Holly berry or something.
Yeah.
Firm ones.
Holly
berry. I don't like blueberries.
Yeah, blueberries suck.
Blueberries are garbage.
Of the entire berry family, it goes straw, then black, then raz, then blue.
Well, I'm not.
Straw.
I'm not. Not
then straw is the best berry.
I agree. That's a great rice. Lineup. But I throw blueberries as third for me.
What's second?
Blackberries. Like you said, strawberries, blackberries, blueberries. But we're going blue, okay? We didn't go red this week.
Yes, yeah.
All right. So you picked the lowest berry on the fucking totem pole.
Third.
Whatever.
Blackberries I'd pick a huckleberry. Are like barely blue.
I'd pick a huckleberry over
those
a blueberry.
Aren't even blue. Those are
I don't
purple.
Even know what a huckleberry
They're
is.
They're fucking purple, so get your colors right.
He's just saying in the berry family.
Okay, but we're doing blue.
Yeah, that's true. No, out of things that are blue, yeah. That's how good berries are.
Berries are great.
I just don't like fruit
you
that much.
You talk shit on all berries now?
I gave you my pecking order.
Well, they weren't blue.
All right, Kyle, you got two.
I prepared for one. That is the Belinda Carlisle album cover for Heaven is a Place on Earth.
Belinda. Is it blue?
It's blue.
Let me see
it. Dead
pig.
Blue. God, it just went
is it
away.
A beautiful album cover?
Yeah. I mean, the song is just iconic.
Yeah.
It's dead blue.
It does hit. It's blue.
Shout out to Daltouche, who woke us up at 5:30 in the morning every day with that song blasting in your face.
Wouldn't have it any other way.
On the honestly. Biggest JBL love speaker that song, ever yeah, that he yeah. bought the day before.
$300. Hopefully he still has that.
I play that song once a day now.
It's a great mood changer. Yeah.
That is one of Daltouche's talents, is to get something stuck in your head.
Yeah.
Whether it's a word, whether it's a...
Or just any just out of character song that just hits at the right time.
Yeah.
We FaceTimed him 17 times in Vegas.
We did.
Picked up every time.
Picked up every time. He was shopping for towels at Target while we're all blacked out singing to him.
That's right.
Yeah.
I just stopped picking up at a certain point.
He didn't.
How dare you?
Yeah, he did not.
All right.
Oh, third and final pick. Also very, very chalk. That is the Zin peppermint flavor 6-milligram can.
I still don't get this whole Zin. How Zin has taken over
the... Zintimacy, my friend.
How Zin has taken over the planet.
Zinifer Aniston.
It's crazy, honestly.
Zinifer Aniston.
Zimbabwe.
That's probably part of it. There's so many ways you could use it.
Yeah.
It's true. Yeah, yeah.
Even I have fun with that part.
For sure.
Yeah. That's a chalk pick for you.
That is a chalk pick.
Yeah.
It's a good pick.
Yeah. I abuse them. They do me right.
Yep.
And specifically the peppermint.
Right.
Has
which
done
is blue.
Me, which is blue. Blue.
Which is blue.
Also, shout out to Chill. Chill is also blue.
Zin?
Zin.
I see.
Yeah.
All right. Meeks, your last pick?
Something with the name Blue in it.
It's pretty good. I'm going to go with the Blue Gatorade.
Oh, that's terrible.
Wow. What?
Blue Gatorade sucks.
Have you not seen
blue
the pecking
Gatorade
order
sucks?
Of Gatorade? Blue is meant specifically for a hangover.
Blue Gatorade's the best.
Red is for lunch.
Lunch? What?
Red is specifically a lunch Gatorade.
I don't like the red Gatorade.
So. Green is sports.
That's fair.
And anything else, you're a sociopath.
I actually like white and yellow.
See what I mean? Sociopath.
White.
Yeah, I know.
What even is white?
It's a wild cherry.
What?
Arctic cherry. Arctic cherry.
I like Arctic blue. I think that's what it is, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Anyways, yeah. All right. I was thinking you're going to take... I have two choices. One is very family friendly. One is not so family friendly.
Well, you've already got one. You might as well.
Which one would you like me to pick?
Well, you've already got blue balls.
I want not family friendly.
Give us the non-family. We'll give you another one if we think
non-family friendly?
Yeah.
I love a good AMF.
Oh.
Well, that's family friendly.
Yeah, that is family friendly.
A family could share that. If they're of age.
Instant blackout and yak drink.
What's in that again?
It's so family friendly.
Every alcohol put together.
Yeah, and then
it's the color blue.
And yeah.
Like neon blue.
It's
shit
blue.
Fucking glows.
They probably put blue Gatorade in it.
But I really like a Long Island as well.
I do like Long Island.
The Long Island has Coke.
To really get aggressive.
Right. And it has Coke, whereas an AMF has Sprite.
Did not know there was Sprite in there.
Long Island has Coke in it?
Yeah. Isn't that crazy? That's what gives it that taste. It's not iced tea. There's no iced tea in it.
I thought
it's iced tea and lemonade.
In Long Island?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
you're thinking of a different drink, I think, Ian.
Really?
I'm pretty sure.
Are we thinking of a John Daly, which is an Arnold Palmer?
No. Long Island's got lemonade and tea.
A Long Island
and something else.
Iced tea is typically made with vodka, tequila, light rum, triple sec gin, and a splash of cola.
Holy shit. There's no tea or lemon in there?
There's no tea or lemonade in there.
What?
It is the wildest. That's actually
the triple sec. That's why.
Which
makes sense. But yeah. Interesting.
That's kind of why I like that drink too, because it doesn't have the normal ingredients. It's the Coke that gives it that like flavor.
No wonder I like Long.
Because with just it by itself, without the Coke, which I have tried,
sounds fucking terrible.
Yeah,
terrible.
Sounds like an AMF.
Yeah.
And then you add the Coke in there, all of a sudden it tastes like iced tea.
That sounds like college.
Interesting.
Without the Coke.
Yeah.
Interesting. So,
I get the college, please?
Yeah.
It's a Long Island without the Coke.
It's just whatever's on the bar mat in a glass.
Yeah. All right, AMF.
AMF. And then my innocent answer was Squirtle.
Oh, I kind of like the innocent one.
Right? Squirtle's kind of sick, dude.
I kind of like the Squirtle, yeah.
If we all had those new Manor sunglasses, we could be the Squirtle Squad.
For sure. There is literally the Squirtle Squad.
I love the Squirtle song.
And one of my favorite things about...
To play it?
Whenever I look at Squirtle is... Our friend John, who we call the John James, he's bald and he has his entire left arm is dedicated to bald characters.
And there's a Squirtle on there.
And he's got like a bunch of Squirtles on it. He's got
that's
a Squirtle game.
Yeah.
Yeah. So shout out to John James.
That's awesome.
But yeah. How'd you pull that up so fast?
I know.
Just YouTubed. I love the Squirtle. That's a great pick.
I think with that, we'll end the podcast.
It's a great ending.
That's a great ending. Yeah.
Should we add Squirtle to the end of every pod now?
Maybe not everyone, but I'll add to this one.
Okay. Yeah. I'll take it.
All right.
We'll ease into it.
Thank you, everybody.
Have a good night.
Thank you, guys. Love you, guys.